say with it?
I said in the 80s, I'm not a voting member of the Big Ten right now, but it seems like the athletic directors belong well, and Jim Delaney does a nice job of building consensus. But I can't say it was terribly different from the Big 12. You know, we didn't sit and argue and fight or anything like that. So, you know, people want to get things done. So overall, it was a good afternoon. Just a chance to meet them. I've gotten to know Jim Delaney fairly well because he's been to Nebraska, which we've interacted with him on several occasions. And seems to be a very innovative thinker, good communicator, a lot of ideas, and I think we're at a good place right now. And I guess just I might mention two or three things. Sometimes I've seen that we made this move for the money. Well, that's not the case. We won't see any tremendous financial reward for some time. And that wasn't why we did this. Certainly wasn't because we're mad at anybody or afraid of competition. We think that we're going to see very good competition in the Big Ten. So that's not it. It was simply more a matter of feeling comfortable with what we knew of Big Ten culture. It seems like our goals, ideals, aspirations matched up pretty well. And there were certainly some significant issues academically that we thought were important. And so we looked at that hard, even though we were in the athletic department, tried to look at the university as a whole. We thought that chances for research opportunities, research dollars would increase greatly. Some of the common database issues that the Big Ten enjoys, common library accessibility is important to us. And so those things were big as well. We're not a warm weather state. And so when you're talking about golf and tennis and even baseball and those kinds of sports, when you're vertical and nationally and you're playing teams that are located in Texas and Oklahoma, it's a little bit different. And this way, probably weather-wise, competitive-wise, be very similar. So anyway, those are reasons why we did it. And the Big Ten Network, I think, was part of it. And that we have to recruit nationally. And we felt that having that national presence on a network that was up and running and had demonstrated some success would also be helpful to us. So anyway, for those of you who are interested, that's why I'm here today. But I will also say this, that our focus really has to be on the Big 12. You know, we're very interested in making sure we have a successful integration with the Big 10, that we understand their academic policies, because those things are going to impact our recruiting fairly soon. We have to know a little bit about what they're thinking in terms of schedule, because those things going forward are going to be important. But we still have to play this year in the Big 12. And so, as I've talked to our coaches and our student athletes, that's really where their minds are right now. And we'd like to finish up on a good note. I don't know exactly what that means, but we have a lot of respect for the teams that we've played, some of them as much as 100 years, and we will certainly miss those rivalries and miss those trips, but on the same hand, we're looking forward to playing the Big Ten. So we'll just see how this year goes and make the best of it and play the Big Ten.
Tom, what specific questions were the other ADs asking of you today? Perhaps past experiences that Nebraska's had or what the Big 12 had?
Well, these people are all experienced, and they don't have a lot of questions. I think there was a little bit of question about divisions, because we did go through that in the Big 12, and had a North and a South division, and everybody in the North Division played each other in football once a year. And then you played three of the six teams in the South, as you guys know. And then you played home and home, and then you took the next three on. And so I explained that to them, but that doesn't mean that that's the model they would choose here. And so they didn't have a lot of questions of me, and I didn't have a lot of questions of them. The discussion was fairly straightforward, and I thought that there was enough collegiality in the room that they got a little bit more done than I thought they would in a short time. No final decisions were reached, as Jim Delaney has probably told you. But I think that there's a framework there that's pretty good. And so overall, it was a good afternoon.
Can you take us through the timetable, once they kind of announced last December that they were looking into expansion, maybe the steps you took to determine whether the Big Ten was in Nebraska's best interest and also to convey the Big Ten your interest?
Well, I think when Jim first announced that, I didn't give it much thought. And I don't think many people in Nebraska did. From time to time, I talked to Barry Alvarez because we're friends. And he had mentioned to me that there was some interest on the part of the Big Ten in Nebraska, which kind of surprised me, really. And then Jim Tressel came out to Lincoln to speak at a banquet. And he mentioned the same thing. And so at that point, I thought, well, maybe there is something to this. And I think Harvey Perlman, our chancellor, had talked to Jim Delaney somewhere, because Harvey's pretty active in NCAA affairs and had been somewhere where Jim was. And they'd had maybe enough dialogue to indicate that there was a sincere interest. So when that exactly occurred, probably April or May sometime at the beginning to get that idea. And then, of course, we heard all these scenarios that everybody was floating. The Big Ten was going to stay the same. They were going to have one team. They were going to have three. They were going to have five teams. And nobody knew which way it was going. And we didn't know where we were in that pecking order. And then I think eventually we got word that they would like to add Nebraska, and that might be the only team they would add. And, of course, at that time, there was a lot of uncertainty in the Big 12. And we felt that this was a stable league, that it was going to be here for a long time. And we didn't see the uncertainty. And then all the things that I talked about earlier played into it. So it was a fairly easy decision for us when that opportunity afforded itself. We didn't really equivocate much or have much of an internal debate. And so it happened pretty fast. I think it happened faster than anyone thought it was going to happen.
People in Nebraska, is there any sense of fire?